ready to go. Good morning, everyone. This is your morning talk line on Fridays, call-in show, where you can call in and share your opinion on anything, your announcements, hot topics, cold topics, medium-warm topics. And I'm Diane McGachran, and with me working the booth today is Rita. Good morning, Rita. Or not.
Morning, Diane.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're ready, willing, and able to take your calls, and I'll give out the numbers so you can start to write those down and call in 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio at kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your calls and your emails. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Bethel. Hi, Susan from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm at the train station, Anchorage, catching a ride to the fair.
Wow.
It's a great way to see the fair.
Wow.
And it goes right into the fairgrounds.
That's amazing.
But on the way out, there's no place to turn the train around, so you kind of ride the seats backwards, but that's fine.
I didn't know that.
Beat the traffic.
There was a train that goes right into the fair.
Well, periodically. They didn't do it last summer.
Oh, wow.
And they only
that.
Do it certain weekends, and you got to call ahead of time, and it sells out, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Lucky me.
Good for you, yeah.
I just wanted to wish everybody a good, productive, happy, safe school year.
Yeah.
Yep, and if somebody's concerned about a teacher, for any matter, they can go to another classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the kids, most of the parents I know too, don't mind. And this is a good person and a great teacher, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, there was no problem last year when she taught special ed. I don't know what the problem is now. I guess people say Bethel's not ready for this, or they say it's a blowback from having the drag queen show out here. It's a new flavor of the month for Bethel to argue about, like in the past when they argued about liquor stores, bootleggers, what have you. But as far as the bathroom issue, the staff, they have their own bathroom, and I don't think any of the staff are concerned about this teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to just wish everybody a safe school year. And when we fight like this, it's the kids that hurt. They're born without any prejudice, bottom line. And I grew up in Palmer, and this dates me, but I remember our first black teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
Great with us kids. Great with us kids. Yeah, I went over there this summer for my 50-year reunion, so I'm old. Anyway, great with the kids. Really awesome. First black teacher, and what happens? A classmate cuts her car tires because he wanted to appease his dad, who was unhappy with having a black teacher.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. And that's just the bottom line. And I do remember in junior high, this teaching couple, and they were actually a lesbian couple, but back then they just called them roommates. This don't ask, don't tell thing. But, you know, we've gone a long way, and we have a long way to go, I guess is what I'm saying. But let's think of the kids, and they are safe. They are safe. I guess people have a fear, and fear kind of stands for false evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. And I think that's what we have here. All right. Well, I wish everybody a good weekend and a good, safe Labor Day holiday. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye, Susan. Thank you. Have you ever been to the state fair, Rita?
No, I haven't, but I've been wanting to go.
Me too. I've been to I went to a state fair. I've been to state fairs in the lower 48. I love them. They're really fun. So I always wanted to go to this one too. So it sounds like we have a call coming in. So, yes, if you'd like to call us, we really use our calls as really the show is for the callers. So we tend to really stress that it's nice to have people calling in. We really enjoy hearing from people. We have an anonymous caller. Welcome to the show. You're on Talkline.
Hi, Diane. Good morning, Diane. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing fine.
Awesome.
I want a message to my local. Pitli, Tai Manit, Nish, Nishkuta, Kalaknach, Punga, number of nationalism. Tai Manishkut. Thank you, Diane.
Okay.
The message. Thank you, Diane.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. That's nice. So, one thing I appreciate about my sense of KYUK in the region is like KYUK and all the different shows and everything are kind of like a community member themselves. It's like a, and there's a lot of efforts made to make sure people know what news is happening, what events are happening, shows that are fun, shows that look at particular topics, medical, like on Wellness Wednesdays, health and well-being, a lot of different podcasts. There's a lot to the radio station that's really important. I know October they'll be doing fundraising, right? Is that right, Rita? It starts in October, a fundraising drive?
In October, like beginning of the week through next week.
Not next week, but in October.
Yes, in October.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it'll go on for a week. And anyway, so you'll probably hear more about the upcoming fundraiser. They usually have some nice prizes if you donate, so we look forward to that. All right, so our lines are open, and so is our email. I just checked. We don't seem to have any email. Oh, here we have one. And this is a reminder that ME School is closed Monday. But isn't, I think all of LKSD is closed Monday. Is that right? I know Ayaprin's closed. ME's closed.
I know Ayaprin
for Labor Day.
Will be on a moose hunting break September 1st through the 3rd.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So, it looks like it's like later in the day yesterday, the sky was such a pretty blue that could be what was, you know, starting to clear up a little bit. And right now, same thing here in Bethel. We have a little bit of clearness in certain parts, so really hoping for some sunshine. I had a really nice walk yesterday out on the tundra, some fresh moose tracks where I was, and people going out. I think there was some people going out bird hunting, maybe, and then berry pickers, blackberries. Do you have a lot of blackberries, Rita? Have you picked?
So I only picked like a quart last Saturday.
What kind of picker are you?
When I went bird hunting, but it was too windy.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's almost embarrassing. It's only a quart. But I last weekend, Esther and I were doing our like weekend drive around town, checking things out, and we found a really nice area for blackberries. Not going to say where, but we found a nice area where I could kind of help her get to it, but they were very dusty. So she said, "Oh, we'll have to wait to see if it rains." So then yesterday, she's talking to me and she goes, "I'm thinking about the blackberries. I think they got showered. I think they got a bath." And I said, "Oh, I know what you're thinking about." So tomorrow we're going to go and get those cleaner berries now that the dust has been rained off them, which is nice. So we have a caller coming in, so we'll wait and have that. And we're going to go to Tom from Chelista. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
You haven't called in a long time. Seems like.
Yeah, I've been busy berry picking and fishing and getting ready for school, or my kids' school anyway.
Oh yeah. And Rita only picked a quart of blackberries, which is kind of shameful, and I shouldn't shame her on air like this, but did you pick more of a quart of something?
Is that before or after I smacked on what I picked?
Oh, good. Yeah, that's right. Well, what did you take home? And did you stop at the store, buy some blueberries back when there was blueberry picking, and you supplemented to make it seem like you picked a lot? I don't know if anyone ever did that.
On this.
Oh, okay, fair enough. All right.
No, we did okay. We did okay.
Awesome.
Could always use more, but there's nothing like picking up from the land. It's so much tastier and healthier than what you can get at the store.
Isn't it? I know. Yes.
Now I'm hungry again.
Okay.
Gosh darn it.
Sorry about that. All right. Well, so you probably have something about Shalista.
You, as ever, are spot on.
I know. I'm so bright that way. Anyway.
Well,
okay.
First, yeah, I just wanted to reintroduce myself. My name is Tom Leonard. My Chupik name is Abahuk. My mom is Louise Muchan Leonard from Chivac, and I was born there in Bethel. My family moved away when I was in fifth grade. I attended Kilbuck before that. But I had the communications and shareholder services departments at Shalista. And I wanted to share some exciting news that we announced earlier this week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and this is a contest where a shareholder who's at least 18 years of age, so an adult, can win an iPad mini.
Oh.
And we're giving away three of them. So there'll be three winners. It's called our iPad mini giveaway contest. So everything is right there in the title. And it's focused on our digital services. Right now, almost 7 in 10 of our shareholders are under 40 years of age. So we've got a pretty young set of shareholders out there, and most of them are online. They're connected. So this is focused on our digital services, and there are four ways to enter. So one, if you go to mychalice.com, and at mychalice.com, you can register there so you can access your account. You can update your address and contact information. Yep, free and secure. You can do it right from your phone. So mychalice.com, that's one way to enter. Also at mychalice.com, you can sign up for a direct deposit. So you don't have to wait for any checks to come through that super slow mail. So signing up for direct deposit is a second way to enter.
Oh, that's very helpful.
You can also, at mychalice.com, opt to receive our Story Knife newsletter by email.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a third way to enter, and that way that'll help save some paper. And the fourth way to enter, you do at our website, chalicecorp.com. And at chalicecorp.com, you can opt to receive your annual meeting materials electronically. So that's the fourth way to enter.
Wow, look at the modern age of doing this work electronically.
Yeah.
So much change.
It's exciting. Annual meeting materials, we used over 10,000 pounds of paper this year. So over 5 tons of paper were used to mail out materials. And absolutely, 100% right to receive those materials by paper if you want. But for those who wish to receive them electronically, you can do that. So you'll get a notice by email that the information is available. And that saved almost 1 ton of paper this year. So as I like to say, save trees for McGee's.
Yes.
So those are the four ways to enter. Create a free account at mychalice.com. Sign up for a direct deposit. Opt to receive our newsletter by email. or sign up for electronic delivery of the annual meeting materials. So you can get up to 4 entries to win an iPad mini. Now, for shareholders who did any of these items, like let's say 2 or 3 years ago, you'll automatically have an entry. So if you signed up for a direct deposit a few years ago, you automatically have that one entry. You don't have to do anything else.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, so all the right. iPad mini is unlocked, Wi-Fi and cellular. You can add any kind of SIM chip if you want, including from GCI. It's 128 gigs, and the value in the store, approximate retail value, is $649.
Okay.
So that's a lot of information. The deadline is the end of September, and you can find all this information and more on Facebook at Shalista Corporation or on our website, shalistacorp.com. So there, I wanted to get that information out there so shareholders have a chance to win an iPad mini.
Okay, thank you. All right, that is a lot of information, but it's really good information and very helpful kind of technologically organizing things to make it easier for people. Nice.
Yeah, and, you know, again, fully respect people who want to receive paper, but with so many younger shareholders asking us for digital services, we felt like this was a good way to provide that value.
Okay, that sounds good. All right.
All right.
Well, thanks, Tom.
Take care, everyone.
Happy picking, if there's any left.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so, so I think Shalista is getting all modernized for its shareholders. Let's see, I have a Tundra Drum announcement. There will be no Yuktayuk English news and Yukten Kanamichit, Kimichit,
Kanamchit.
Come on, shit. Yeah, I'm saying it wrong. I really apologize, too. Monday, September 1st, in observation of Labor Day. So, okay. That's kind of our Tundra Drum announcements. It looks like today they'll be isolated in the Bethel and Kuskokwim Delta. There'll be isolated showers before 10 a.m. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 55. It's looking like it's coming out now, and Saturday rain, high near 54, and it doesn't have Sunday on here, but lower Kuskokwim Valley scattered showers today, partly sunny with a high near 53, and Saturday showers likely before 10 a.m., then rain, mainly after 10 a.m., high near 53, so it'll be won't be too hot today for sure. We're going to go to Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, all of this. Was not going to call. Due respect to people's loved ones dying. And I'm on 40 days myself. And my wife, relatives too. And the people that are losing their loved ones, you're not alone. Prayers are being done for you. And with that being said, you are not alone. And sincerest condolences to all of you. But I'm not going to open. Moose Hunt Safety came to mind. And sharpen your knives at home. Target your guns. When you see you think you see a moose, hang your binoculars around your neck and make sure it's a moose. Why I say that, people look like moose too. So, it don't take long to look if you're going to shoot a bull. Make sure it got horns. Don't be trigger happy. avoid alcohol and drugs, and bring your trash home. Respect our village's land and their hunting areas. You see a tent and a moose camp, don't try to target and shoot and try to disturb their game away. With that being said, then thank God it's Friday and 3-day weekend. And the kids will be off Mondays too, I believe. And drive slow on the road and on the, everywhere in the villages. And all the children will be up. And lastly, I'm totally against the mine and that so-called stupid dam that's going to hold all that mine poison back. Nah, we don't need that in here. If it breaks, there goes our food source. And the total damage that will be done. From all the way from up. But that river currents come down from Crooked. The river current comes down, so whatever happens up there, it's going to come down this way. All the way down to the Kuskokwim Bay and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, be safe, wear your life preservers, and good luck hunting.
Okay. Thank you, Avon. I appreciate him calling. Okay, yeah, so that's right. We're going to be gearing up for moose hunting here soon, too. Now, Rita, have you ever done hunting? Like, have you gone and caught, like, a moose, your own self?
I've only went caribou hunting. I was a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught one, but ever since I've never went moose or caribou hunting.
Oh, you did catch one though.
Yes, I did.
Were you very excited?
I was.
Oh my gosh, you probably couldn't believe it. I followed some people. When I lived in Kwithlik, I had a snow machine, and I followed some people out to go moose hunting myself. And I didn't carry a gun or anything, but it was really amazing to be out there, and there was a herd of caribou, and somebody did catch one, and I kind of went up and just watched while they processed the kill. We have a caller from Kasigluk. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Good morning from Kasigluk.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to see the sun still works.
You know what? I did have my doubts, but yes, it looks like it's going to try today.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thanks to Yvonne for that call. And that caller from Jalista, I forgot his name already.
Tom.
Tom. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they might be saving tons of paper, but modernizing, getting more dependent on AI, these devices.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for precious minerals so these phones can work and all the other devices and, yeah, save paper and save a tree, but where they mine, a darn tree can't grow.
Oh, no, I know, yeah.
And they make tons of waste, and they tear up the earth. There's lots of toxic wash, whatever they call toxic waste, they create to get all these minerals. Yeah, they might be modernizing, but they're hurting the environment too. And now they're looking to mine on the bottom of the ocean. Scrape it up just like trawlers, gathering the minerals and destroy the ecosystem just for a precious mineral so they could make these devices. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. modernizing, I guess they're winning. It's whether they can't shut down that mine's progress.
Well, the mine did get a little bit of a stall because it has to go back and do some more environmental studies that were not adequately done. So I think there was a recent court ruling that said that Donlin had to still had more to go in terms of environmental studies. So there's a little good there.
Yeah, shut it down completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They'll still be there when they're really, really, really desperate.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe now's not the time.
No, not the time. Now's the time to go pick berries and
yes.
get the salmon while they're not toxic.
Mm. Yes, very good.
Yeah. Anyway, it's cooling off and summer's winding down pretty fast, but blackberries, blueberries, red berries,
mm-hmm.
moss berries there.
Oh, do you pick the moss berries?
Moss berries, they're yummy.
Really? I mean, they're not, you can't pick like gallons of them or anything, but.
Oh, certain years they grow a bumper crop. Not
wow,
every year,
okay.
But, this I think this is the year for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I've seen some out there for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have more pop than red berries. So.
Yes, they do. Now, do you pick bunch berries?
Bunch berries.
Yeah, those are the ones. They're like bright red, and they're usually a cluster. They start to be ripened now.
Oh,
they're growing, like little bunches.
Grow on high bush.
No, not too high. No.
Oh. Well, if I see a bunch of berries, I'll pick them.
all the round, everything that's round and small and colorful on the tundra, pick it. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope
all
you have
right,
a good weekend.
Guys. Yeah, you too. Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. All
bye
right.
Bye.
So, Rita, are we taking a break? Oh, we are taking a break. Oh, we are. Okay, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Thank you, everyone.
Don't delay. Sign them up today. Kids everywhere need health care. Enrolling them in coverage helps ensure they have access to wellness visits and other services. For more information, visit healthcare.gov/coverage or contact your local Indian health care provider. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Yeah,
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Actually, during that break, I was talking to my niece, Catherine. Shout out, Catherine, if you happen to be listening. She's in Springfield, Missouri. And get this, she just entered a Master of Social Work program. And fortunately or unfortunately, her aunt teaches social work. So she sends me things for feedback, and then I give her, like, way too much feedback, I'm sure. But anyway, so Catherine, if you're listening, get back to your studies. All right, we're going to take a caller from Night Mute. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line from Night Mute. Hello, you're on the air. There you are.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hello. Hi, this is Darlene calling from Night Mute.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Blackberry Fest weekend at Tuksuk. And I'm getting ready to go by Honda from Night Mute all the way to Tuksuk Bay.
Wow. How long a ride is that?
4 hours it takes, like, maybe 2 hours at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And some, I heard, maybe less than an hour if you throttle your Honda.
Yeah,
I don't take those rides.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be someone who would do that.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see family in Tuksuk Bay.
Mm-hmm.
From my hometown to Akichik.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I think it's my third time.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna go for Blackberry Fest.
What have you enjoyed at the Blackberry Festival in Tuksuk?
To meet new people, see people, happy dance, greet each other, talking in Yupik.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I like how Ivan Waska encouraged us to be sober.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way he tells stories and talk to us.
Wow.
About being safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a real community feeling, huh?
Yeah, really good day today. Finally come out with sun.
I know.
Yeah, it's been windy.
Mm-hmm.
Getting cold.
Yeah, it's starting to chill up.
Yeah, I should be leaving when your talk show ends at 11 a.m. I like your talk show too, Diane, with the girl next to you. What's her name?
Oh, that's Plucky. When Plucky co-hosts with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
she's very, very energetic. I really like co-hosting with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Will you go to Chicago? Diane?
No, I can't make it, but I really want to go sometime. I have been to Tuksuk Bay a few times, and I know I have some students who are from there, but I haven't gone to that berry festival, which I think would be great.
Yeah, every year, too, when I hear, when I'm attending, the sweaters, they sell out, especially the pullover sweaters, they sell, and they have those arts on the front. I'm always excited to see those two.
Yeah.
And those t-shirts.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like you have a really nice trip planned to go there.
I hope. I have to take my ibuprofen before I go out from my house.
Oh. Preparation for your travel.
Yeah, so I won't be sure by the time I get to Tuksuk Bay.
Because it's a little bouncy ride, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's rough.
Yeah.
You have to be prepared to have, you got to make sure your seat is soft.
You might have to strap a pillow on there and sit on it.
I do with my Honda.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's a good technique.
Okay. So, okay. Good morning.
I'm so glad you called.
I hope I get to see my friends I didn't see in a long time, too. I'm so excited.
Oh,
thank
nice.
Thank you, Diane, for
You're
taking
welcome.
My call.
Glad you called.
Okay. Good morning.
Bye. Yeah. Have you ever gone to the Blackberry Festival, Rita?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I want to check that out. Seems like I see pictures on Facebook that people post from it, and it always looks great, very festive, and people look very happy, like she was saying. Yeah, so our lines are open if you'd like to call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And our lines, as I said, are open and ready to take any calls you guys would like to share, whatever's on your mind. So the movies playing in Bethel, there's two movies, Weapons and Caught Stealing. Now, Weapons, scary movie, but I read good reviews, but it's supposed to be scary, but well done. And then there's Caught Stealing. There's that actor Butler is in that, and that also got kind of good reviews, too. That has a little bit of hand-to-hand fighting kind of violence, but also read good reviews. So those are the two movies at our local movie theater. It's really nice to have a local movie theater, actually. So I think I'm going to go and see Weapons. What, are you going to see any of those two, Rita?
I'll see, but if I were to go to the movies, I'd see Weapons, too.
Okay, and now Weapons is very scary, so go ahead and go to the 1 o'clock show. When it's still daytime. Anyway, So that's nice to have that here. And as you know, Monday is Labor Day, so we have a holiday. A lot of businesses will be closed, or like post office, and so let's see what else is going on in our town. Yeah, so they're really making some gains on that Ptarmigan Road. Repairs that they're doing with the culvert, they're almost finished with one culvert, and now they're going to move up toward Weavick for the other culvert. So that's nice. But boy, driving all the way around town to and from because the road being closed there, that's tough. And I've kind of been going to check out some of the dinners at the cafe, the YK cafe, and they've been really good. So I think today is avocado, bacon, and cheddar cheeseburgers. Wow. Avocado and bacon, that's great. And I think the next Saturday market is September 13th, so that's still in a couple of weeks. And we've got a caller, Junior. Welcome to Talkline, Junior.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I just want to say to all the moose hunters, when we come on coming traffic, we should all pass each other on the right
on
side.
On the right, yep.
It should be normalized for all drivers to pass on the right side so we can avoid bumping each other in small creeks and rivers. I just want to say that because a lot of rivers are narrow too, where people go ride and moose hunt. We should just all practice staying mostly on the right side. Just avoid bumping each other. I just want to say that before moose hunting. All right. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm glad Junior called with that. It's a good tip for operating on the river. Plus, sometimes people have to turn corners to get into different sloughs or areas. So, all right. So we have better weather coming, it appears. And like I said, next Saturday market is September 13th. And I think then as the fall goes on and as we get toward Christmas time, then I think there'll be more Saturday markets. So they're really terrific. And also, whenever they get different people from the community who cook the meals that you can buy when you go to Saturday market, those tend to be really excellent. Very delicious. Okay, real quick with the numbers, 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you can be anonymous for your emails and your phone call. Yeah. Okay, so I was out, like I said, I was out yesterday, and there's bunch berries, which I don't think people pick. I didn't think people picked bog berries, but this apparently that is true. And they do kind of pop a little bit, which I always like, and I like that about the blackberries too. But blackberries seem to be a lot this year, and I know some areas where I'm going to get the red berries because I think they're very close to being ready. They might have another week or so. Now, Rita, are you somebody who, you know how some people will pick red berries after the first frost? Do you do that?
Yes, we do that. Yesterday my parents went out to pick red berries.
Oh, they cheated.
And they picked about, they were using a 2 gallon and almost filled them up.
Almost got 2 gallons. Oh, my gosh. That's great. Now, now do you wait till after the first frost because it takes the edge off the tartness?
So we pick before and after first frost.
Oh, okay. I wasn't quite sure why people go for the first frost and pick. Like if the first frost does something to the berry. I thought maybe it took a little bit of the tartness out of it, but I don't know. Do you know why you go after the first frost?
I am not sure.
Oh. Sorry. Right now, somebody's listening going, how can they not know that? It's simple. It's blah, blah, blah. So if you're that person, will you call in and tell us why you wait until after the first frost to pick your red berries? Even though they're ready now, you could get them now, but I know people do wait. So anyway, or you could email us the answer to that burning question that I have now. So most all the flowers are gone. We won't have any more flowers. But now the colors of some of the leaves on plants on the ground and some of the moss that turns a very bright lime green. So now I'm on the hunt for that. And, you know, fireweed leaves, they turn yellow and orange and deep maroon, and they look really pretty. So there's a lot to see right now as we get into fall that I really enjoy. And I'm seeing lots of birds leaving us. And so, yeah, we're beginning the move to chillier temperatures. And our lines are open, so feel free to call in. Don't have a lot of announcements right now. And school's closed on Monday. Probably the post office will be closed on Monday as well. Let's see. I was going to check one thing. I think today there's early release from ME. They'll be released at 1 o'clock. And there's a skate party at ME tonight. It doesn't say the time, but it does say first skate party Friday, August 29th at ME School. Here are the times. I'm sorry. Pre-K and kindergarten, your skate time is 5:30 to 6:30. First and second grade, your skate time is 6:30 to 7:30. And parents are welcome to skate, and there'll be complimentary refreshments. So that'll be kind of fun at ME. And not as many activities this weekend, but okay. Well, I think we might, Rita, maybe we'll close the show, you know, a few minutes early.
Yes.
Yeah, we could just do that. We're going to wind down here on Talkline and hope everyone has a great extended weekend and that your berry picking goes really well. Thank you.